Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Emily Scott and Daniel Ortega here from the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association talking about the upcoming annual Fishermen's Expo. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So for those who may not be familiar, the Fishermen's Expo, is this... Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So the Fishermen's Expo has been a collaboration between Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association and our partner organization, the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust. It's been going on since 2016, so almost 10 years now. We've transitioned to an annual expo. We used to do like 2 times per year, but trying to target our fishermen when they are not out on the water, which is always very difficult to do. And the high level is that Expo is all about providing training and educational opportunities to people out on the water, fishermen of all levels, commercial fishermen, subsistence fishermen, deckhands to captains. And we provide different talks every year, really led by what the fleet is looking to learn. So it's always exciting and different presentations every year. And it'll be tomorrow this year. So we're trying to get as many people to come in person or virtually that are able to drop in for any kind of sessions that they are interested in.
Yeah. And you had mentioned before we went on air that especially with the pandemic transferred over to not just in person, but also offering a lot of these by Zoom. So if you want to attend in person, awesome. But if you want to do it from the comfort of your own home or from your own wheelhouse, you can do that as well.
Exactly. And we can also cast a wider net across the entire Southeast region. You know, we have fishermen who fish out of Sitka, who don't live in Sitka year round, or just these topics can really apply to fishermen across the state or the region. So we're able to get a lot more participation from people who aren't in town during early March.
Excellent. So, yeah, you were saying this is ideally these are topics that anyone in the fishing fleet can get some information from, regardless of where they are within their career or what kind of fishing they do. So what are some of the topics that are going to be covered in the expo tomorrow?
We have quite a wide array. We have things ranging from fisherman's first aid with our lovely AMSI people. So I think that's something that applies to people who have never taken that kind of class before or who have taken it every single year. I always learn something new. We have people giving updates on some of the programs that fishermen use, like Time Zero. And we have some presentations about smart buoys, about our hybrid boat project with some more like details about equipment. What else do we have going on?
We'll get some updates on the Sitka Boatyard and some USDA funding information, as well as updates to the ODS, the ODDS system. There's some new things going on there, so we want to explain that to the fishermen, the long line, so that we're all up to date on that.
And one that I'm very excited about is we have a team of 3 fabulous women who are going to be presenting both in person and online all about gear repair. So I think that really applies to anybody who is currently fishing or if you're just somebody who needs to shorten your rain gear. I mean, that's for everyone in Sitka.
Truly, truly. And yeah, and knowing how expensive good rain gear is, better to repair it than buy new stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So shout out to Sarah Jordan, who will be there in person to present some of her beautiful work. And we also have lunch. We have a lunch break, so that'll give everybody a little bit of refuel to continue to learn throughout the day. And it'll be really exciting. There's a lot of different topics to cover.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like a great mix of different types of topics, kind of using different parts of your brain, of hearing updates on different technical systems that these fishermen are using, to things, physical projects happening in town, to the more hands-on skills and helpful things to have, like gear repair that is unfortunately something we use more than we'd like to, considering how hard gear is used out there to fishermen's first aid and whatnot. I'm curious on some of those topics, like the hybrid boat project. What exactly is a hybrid boat?
That's a great question. So it's going to be our diesel electric system that Alpha has been working on as part of the Alpha Beta project, which is my favorite name. And we have our fisherman, Jeff Turner, is going to be transitioning over with the help of Jeremy Circa, who is going to be the one presenting from his boat shop with the equipment that is arriving into town already or very soon. As they start to do their work. And there's been a couple interviews by KCAW already about the project. It's been a longstanding push to be able to get this done, and a project that we continue to search for new vessels. Thanks to funding through through congressional spending and others, we're able to continue to explore this with the help of the city as well. I mean, it's kind of a hot topic right now, energy transitions. So working together with the community, I think that could be applicable to anybody interested in these energy transitions across all sectors. But we're focusing on boats, of course.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you see out in town quite a few electric or hybrid cars coming about. Makes sense. So we try to do it with the other powered vehicles in town, the very extensive boat fleet we have.
Yes, absolutely. Especially for people who are coming into town, you know, more often, where they're able to recharge, if that's going to be what's the most accessible thing for their engines. Looking at aquaculture sector as well, some bigger vessels. A lot of the energy transitions are very much over my head. So anytime I learn from Jeremy or Ben Mathis, I feel like my brain is expanding exponentially. So I'm excited about that talk for sure.
So with the structure of the expo tomorrow, as you said, it's an all-day event. How does one sign up for this? Does it require pre-registration? Are you there for the entire day? What does this look like?
Great question. So people have the option of attending in person or on Zoom or both if your day is very busy and you're not able to hang out in Ensura with us. I encourage you to. I think it'll be very fun. If you're going to attend via Zoom for any of the sessions, you want to register online first. So you can go to alphafish.org. And it's the first thing on our homepage right now. So you can register on that Zoom link, and then you'll be able to attend any of the sessions throughout the day. So you don't have to RSVP to each individual session, but you can pop in whenever as long as you have that Zoom link.
Awesome. And the whole schedule of events is also on the website as well.
Also on our website, and you'll probably see a lot of flyers around town. But if you go to alphafish.org, you can find that under Fisherman's Expo and, you know, maybe put it on your schedule, which ones are really exciting to you. Most of the presentations are about an hour long with time for questions and answers as well. So if you are really curious about talking to some of these presenters, that would be a good time to drop in.
Excellent. And you didn't mention any registration fee. So this is all free for folks to attend, be it one topic or the whole day?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the main goal of the expo, is to, you know, really make an accessible training educational opportunity to any and all fishermen of all levels. So it's completely free thanks to a lot of generous sponsors, including the City and Borough of Sitka, including Egerton Foundation, and including the Alaska Education and Training Program through NOAA. And then we also have some incredible local sponsors for some raffle prizes. So if you attend any or all of the sessions, your name gets entered into a raffle, and we'll call that out at the end of the day. Make sure you get your prize. I'm very excited about some of those.
There's some wonderful prizes.
That was really Dania's push. You did an incredible job collecting some really cool gifts.
It's exciting. Yeah.
it's one thing to come and learn good information, but the chance for free stuff... Yeah, it's a pull that is really hard to
it
get
is,
away from.
It is, and we can all admit that. I mean, that's exciting to me. I'm telling all my friends, like, there's some really exciting presentations, and also, at the very least, come through the door to see what we have to offer.
Yeah, and a lot of these topics, just information, like you were saying, if for folks who are interested in, you know, energy and efficiency transitions. This isn't a lot of these. I mean, all of these topics are relevant for fishermen. This is the Fisherman's Expo, definitely geared towards them. but anyone in the community, really, if they're interested in any of these topics, are welcome to stop in person or via Zoom.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We encourage everyone and anyone to attend. You know, we always talk about how, you know, we live in a fishing community. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you're actually out on the water, a lot of these topics do apply to life in Sitka. And are, you know, really interesting new ideas to kind of maybe you can apply to your sector as well if you're not currently fishing. Mm-hmm. I used to attend before I worked for Alpha as somebody who went through the crew training program with Alpha and would go and kind of speak to my experience there, but also just hang around and learn all kinds of new things, which got me even more involved in this world. So anybody who's curious about it, I encourage you to come and you can hang out with us. We're pretty cool, I think.
Excellent. So so these are going to have with the presenters in some of these topics. This is a mix of I guess you had folks from the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, AMSEA, for the first aid. And you have you have fishermen presenting. It's a mix of different people in the industry, different adjacent professionals, a whole mix of folks coming in.
Yep, absolutely. You know, through like NOAA and also through like private businesses, through other organizations like Skipper Science. It's quite a wide range. And our presentations are another hybrid of in-person or online. So that'll keep it dynamic for people who are attending either way.
Excellent. Well, goodness, we're out of time this morning, but thank you both for coming in this morning to talk about the Fisherman's Expo happening tomorrow. So you can attend in person at the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association out on Sawmill Creek Road or by Zoom. And again, just go to alphafish.org.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alphafish.org. It's the first thing on our homepage. Or if you go under the Fisherman's Expo, you'll find our flyer with all of the different times and presentations.
And the whole thing, it's 8:45 tomorrow until 5 p.m.
Yep.
But again, you said schedule events all happening on the website as well.
Absolutely. Yep.
Excellent. Emily Scott and Daniel Ortega, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure.